Now we can go a step further, and we can say that the five elements symbolize five different kinds of people. Five different kinds of people. What does earth symbolize, or who does earth symbolize? What kind of person? Earth symbolizes the psychologically, the emotionally crippled person. Water symbolizes the so-called normal person. Person with a certain amount of free energy, but who functions within very, very narrow limits indeed, and functions in a repetitive manner, a reactive manner. Fire symbolizes the artist, the poet, the musician, the thinker, the free thinker, and the meditator, because they're rising up, they're ascending, they're sublimating. And air, well, air represents the mystic, because the mystic is engaged all the time, essentially, in transcending self. An ether or space, this symbolizes the fully illumined sage who has accomplished that process of self-transcending, in other words, the Buddha, the master. Now we find that according to tradition, each of the five elements has a color or is associated with a color. Earth, yellow. Yellow. Water, white. Fire, of course, red. Bright, flaming red. Air, green. Usually a beautiful pale green. And ether, space. Akasha, firmament, blue. But sometimes golden flame color. The five elements are also associated with certain geometrical forms. Earth, cube. Water, sphere. Fire, cone or pyramid. Air, bowl shape or saucer shape. That is to say, the inverted dome of the sky, the dome of the sky turned upside down into a sort of shallow receptacle. And ether, space, akasha, a flaming jewel-like shape. Now, there are many other sets of correlations. For instance, there's a correlation of the five elements, the five energies, if you like, with the five psychic centers within the human body, according to some systems of yoga. Earth is correlated with the lowest psychic center, the one which is between the anus and the genitals. Water is connected with the center, which is at the solar plexus. Fire with the heart center. Air with the throat center. And ether or space or akasha with the head center. The top of the head center. There's also a correlation of the five elements with the five Buddhas. But we're not going into that tonight. We've no time for further details. It's time now that we applied this five-element symbolism to the question of the stupa.